fourth parak of Gittin, third Mishnah. We continue with other takonis if Neitik and Oilam. Einan Almon and Ifras Meinichsa Yisayim El Bishvuah. Almon is entitled to ksuva, money, but she cannot be paid unless she swears to the Yisayim that she did not receive anything in the lifetime of her husband. He didn't set aside some things for her, and therefore she has to collect from the Yisayim. Nivnu Milashviah. Came point of time, but he did not want to be Mashbiah. Why? Because she felt that she really deserves more than she should get, because she's been matriach herself for the assignment. So she would swear that she didn't receive anything, even though she did receive it, because of justification that, well, really, I didn't deserve receive what I deserved. That anything they demand for her, she can make a neder, which basically means that all the mezainis in the world should be usher on me if I already got money from the ksuvah. And then goy v'ksuvah usher. This was something that more deters her, because she knows that from then on she's going to be eating yisurim if she's lying. Next takona of our Mishnah. This is Rabbi Lezer that holds the Eidim Mesir Kas. In Mikir Din, you don't have to have any Eidim signed on the get. And as long as the Eidim that observed the transfer of the get from the husband to the wife, it's good enough. They made a takana that they should have signatures in the get, so it's easier to verify the document afterwards. Otherwise, if the Eidim Mesir are not around, we're not going to be able to remarry her, because we don't know. There was testimony, wasn't that? Another tikkun olam was Hillel Tiskin Prusbel. Hiskin made the takana of a Prusbel, this document which a person gives over the right to collect his documents to Beis Din. And by doing so, he would be able to collect his documents even though the year of Shemitah goes by. In other words, if you don't make any special takana, so if somebody owes you money in Shemitah, at the end of Shemitah, you have no right to collect the loan, no matter how much it was. Since Hillel saw that people were stopping to loan, he made this loophole, which is they give over the rights to Beis Din, and then since now it's the chayv under the control of Beis Din, it can be collected even though Shemitah went by.